Monday, April the 13th. Had a note from Mr. Cherry asking me when I can resume my paper round. I sent a note back to say that due to my mother's desertion, I am still in a mental state. This is true. I wore odd socks yesterday without knowing it. One was red and one was green. I must pull myself together. I could end up in a lunatic asylum. Tuesday, April the 14th. Had a postcard from my mother. She has found a flat and she wants me to visit her and Lucas as soon as possible. Why can't my mother write a letter like any normal person? Why should the postman be able to read my confidential business? Her new address is 79A President Carter Walk, Sheffield. I asked my father if I could go. He said, yes, providing she sends the train fare. So I have written a letter asking her to send £11.80. Wednesday, April the 15th. Went to the youth club with Nigel. It was dead good. We played ping pong until the balls cracked. Then we had a go on the football table. I beat Nigel 50 goals to 13. Nigel went into a sulk and said that he only lost because his goalkeeper's legs were stuck on with sellotape. But he was wrong. It was my superior skill that did it. A gang of punks passed unkind comments about my flared trousers, but Rick Lemon, the youth leader, stepped in and led a discussion on personal taste. We all agreed it should be up to the individual to dress how he or she likes. All the same, I think I will ask my father if I can have a new pair of trousers. Not many 14-year-olds wear flared trousers today, and I don't wish to be conspicuous. Barry Kent tried to get in the fire doors to avoid paying his 5p subs, but Rick Lemon pushed him back outside into the rain. I was very pleased. I owe Barry Kent £2 menaces money. Thursday, April the 16th. Got a birthday card from my Auntie Susan, 2 weeks late. She always forgets the right day. My father said that she's under a lot of pressure because of her job, but I can't see it myself. I'd have thought that being a prison wardress was dead cushy. It is only locking and unlocking doors after all. She has sent a present via the GPO, so with luck I should get it by Christmas. Ha ha. Friday, April the 17th. Good Friday. Poor Jesus. It must have been dead awful for him. I wouldn't have had the guts to do it myself. The dog has mauled the hot cross buns. It doesn't respect any traditions. Saturday, April the 18th. Got parcel from Auntie Susan. It is an embroidered toothbrush holder, and it was made by one of the prisoners. She is called Grace Poole. Auntie Susan said that I should write and thank her. It is bad enough that my father's sister works in Holloway Prison, but now I am expected to start writing to the prisoners. Grace Poole could be a murderess or anything. Still waiting for the £11.80. It doesn't seem as if my mother is desperate to see me. Sunday, April the 19th. Easter Sunday. Today is the day that Jesus escaped from the cave. I expect that Houdini got the idea from him. My father forgot to go to the bank on Friday, so we are penniless. I had to take the pop bottles back to the shop to buy myself an Easter egg. Watched film, then had a fantastic tea at Grandma's. She made a cake covered in little fluffy chicks. Some of the fluff got into my father's mouth. He had to have his back thumped hard. He always manages to spoil things. He has got no social decorum at all. Went to see Bert Baxter after tea. He was pleased to see me, and I felt a bit rotten because I have neglected him lately. He gave me a pile of comics. They are called The Eagle, and they have got great pictures. I read them until 3 a.m. this morning. Us intellectuals keep antisocial hours. It does us good.